JennyKeenCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JennyKeenCleans.com.
Jenny Keen, the king of clean.
Today is February 17th, President's Day. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and all the commanders-in-chief made this country the greatest on earth. So honor their legacy with
big savings, huge factory-to-dealer incentives, and 0% financing. But it's for one day only, President's Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Flooding in the capital of Mississippi. Governor Tate Reeves says the Pearl River crested today at 36.7 feet. That's above the flood stage of 36 feet.
Please do not move back into your neighborhood or into your home until authorities and officials give you the okay to do so.
Ben McMinn from the Mississippi Urban Search and Rescue Task Force on Fox's Bill Hemmer reports.
We also just completed a swift water rescue in the Edwards, Mississippi area. We had an overturned boater that was trapped on the river, so our teams are clearing that scene now.
He says the boater is safe. Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer, holding an environmental and racial justice conversation in Spartanburg, South Carolina, had a message for people who voted for Donald Trump.
I think they just happen to have elected the biggest swamp rat in history.
Steyer says Nevada and South Carolina are do or die for his campaign. America is listening to Fox News.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care, I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Refreshing herbal tea.
At 4 minutes after 4 o'clock, let's go to the man who keeps the weather fresh 24/7 for us, Rich Thomas.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this the party to whom I'm speaking?
I am the party to whom you're speaking. My name
Hello, is this the Joey Clark Show?
No, that ended an hour ago. This is the Greg.
Oh, it's the Dan Moore Show?
No, it's the Seth Spotlow Variety Hour.
How are you?
And you're invited. How are you, man?
Hey, man. I'm doing okay, and thanks again for this weekend. Just being incredible and just being supportive and being a good friend and helping me through, you know, tough times.
Yeah. But how many times have you helped me through tough times? That's what friends do, buddy.
4 times.
What I wanted to know, are we having another Groundhog's Day, Wednesday, Thursday kind of setup with the weather?
Oh, I don't anticipate any severe weather, okay, if that's what you mean.
Flooding, rains, anything?
Well, I think there could be, you know, 2 to 4 inches, which would be a big deal. I just went over the bridge this morning, and this afternoon, and the Alabama River is pretty high, and obviously that's an issue when you get 2 to 4 more inches of rain. But I really think that we will have a chance to go down a little bit as far as the rivers. In other words, I'm not too overly concerned that we're looking at a serious river situation here with this rain coming in.
When will we start to see that?
I think late tonight, after midnight, showers and thunderstorms become likely. And just by any time tomorrow and tomorrow night as this front approaches, then we get a little low on Wednesday during the day. There'll be a few showers. But another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday, and that could be a soaker. And boy, oh boy, that's a cold, miserable rain as well.
Ooh.
But I think we're dry by Friday.
Wow. I mean, but still, it's the Wednesday, Thursday 1-2 punch. That's
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If you want to go back, you know, this is the third week in a row of wet during the middle of the week.
Yeah.
And by the way, also the third week that we'll see much colder Thursday and Friday. It's remarkable how it's repeating itself.
I'm in the middle of my menu planning for the morning show breakfast.
Yeah.
What do you feel like for tomorrow? Are you more leaning towards steak and eggs or BLT tomorrow? What?
Well, both of those sound really, really appealing. So, you know, like this morning, you didn't ask, and you surprised me. We had a ham and cheese omelet. It was wonderful. So during the morning when we text, if I don't hear a question,
yes.
I just kind of get excited about what it might be. No?
Surprise.
Thing is, I do have all my supplies at home. I got to remember to bring those. So tomorrow,
yeah,
when we have that first chat, remind me not to forget my eggs.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't leave your marbles here.
And don't forget your car keys, and don't forget your wallet, and don't forget your eggs.
Yeah.
Don't forget your phone.
I'll check to make sure I have all the appropriate lumps in the morning.
Yeah. So we did well this morning. There was a concern that that because of our morning routine that involved Bailey, that we might it might be tough. It wasn't easy, but I think we got through most of the 3 hours. We had some funny moments.
We did, and I have to believe in my heart that nobody would want that more than Bailey herself. I mean, you'd see her. Like, if one of us was upset or, you know, the printer wasn't working, or blah, 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 you could see on her face she was concerned.
When she saw distress and heard a raised voice, sure, that caught her attention. Bailey, from the day she was adopted, was very pleased to be adopted. She was an abused dog. I mean, she was an abused dog. And so I adopted her from the Humane Society, and we had 7 wonderful years together. And you know how social she was. She's a very social dog, very social with human beings. She tolerated other dogs. She didn't have a problem with them. She didn't snarl with them. She just tolerated other dogs.
She got along well with Briscoe and Hershey when you guys were
in the house. She did.
And they liked her, too.
And with the boys up front at the station.
Well, yeah.
And they can be kind of aggressive.
Yes.
So she was a very happy. I always use this line: who rescued who? You know, we had 7 wonderful years together.
That is a great way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was diagnosed with cancer the day after Christmas, but. However, her health was for 6, almost 7 weeks, was wonderful. Hungry, happy, tail wagging, smiling dog, energetic, and we didn't see a decline at all. Even last Thursday, she was fine. Only Friday, she went down quickly.
She was still doing the pirouette, the chicken pirouette.
But on Friday, when she refused sausage from you or chicken, then we.
I can say it now because we've been through it.
Yeah.
But when she, knowing how she was sausage aggressive, I don't mean that in a bad way, but that was a smell that really got her. And when she turned her nose away from it, I put some.
That was
some,
a telling moment.
It was.
So, anyway. To accentuate the positive, it was a wonderful life. And what I said on my video this morning was this. So she was an abused dog, and I had her for 7 years, and I'm telling people, think about adopting a dog, and not just a puppy. We all want these little cuddly puppies, but not just a dog, I mean a puppy, but maybe a dog that's a year and a half old, you know, or 2 years old, like Bailey was. And they're just lovable. They're pleased to have a new home.
Yeah.
And they're pleased to please you. and maybe thinking about going to the Humane Society and, you know, giving a dog a chance.
There's that. And, of course, short of that, if that's just not a situation where we've got our Paw It Forward.
Right, Paw It Forward.
Yep. It started today.
Yep.
And, boy, what a great way to express.
Timing is everything. How about that?
Yeah. Would be to make a do something in Bailey's memory.
Absolutely. She was a very giving dog in so many ways, and so many people reach out to me, and that strangers that know about Bailey and have asked me about Bailey, and so yeah, let's do this for Bailey, but more than that, let's do it for the dogs out there that need some help.
You got it, my friend.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thank you.
See you in the morning.
Bye,
bye.
Rich.
That is, it's one of those things where it's still kind of sinking in. Like this morning, usually once or twice in the morning, I feel this push between my knees, and I roll back a little bit, because when Bailey wanted to move you on a wheelchair, she could move you. And I see that nose and that face working its way from underneath to look up at me with those eyes. And how could you say no to those eyes? And then, we went through a period there a couple of years ago where Bailey was a little bit overfed. So we wanted to respect Rich's wishes and not give her too much. So he handled all the chicken. So he had a technique. He'd rustle the bag, and that's how Bailey would get back to her side. Every hour, we had a portion of chicken for her. 6 o'clock chicken, 7 o'clock chicken, 8 o'clock chicken. And that was the routine here since literally day one. 4:13, we'll be checking traffic here in a second. Rich's forecast, though, we just got a kind of a bonus look ahead to Wednesday and Thursday. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing company that restores choices to lives that have been affected, and it can happen so many different ways. A good many of their clients are wounded heroes returning from action with a wound or an injury that's going to require some time to heal. The idea being, when somebody returns home and needs that kind of time, they assess the home and do everything possible with their customized technologies to make sure that home is safely accessible so there's no further risk. Restoring choices. In many cases, they can do customized motorized equipment. Literally, it's a house of invention because there's no one-size-fits-all approach to restoring mobility and choices to people's lives. I always ask, if you got all your fingers and toes and everything works, please visit them on Facebook and like them. That's Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, changing lives and making lives more livable every single day. 4:15.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class freight waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
4:16. Our friend Richard Taylor is on the line. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how you doing? Long time no chat.
Yeah. What's where you been?
It's been a hectic time. Just bought a house. Been up to Ohio. My father's been taken ill, so been a busy time. So I heard about Bailey, and I'm terribly sorry about that. Just one of my work colleagues has just had a litter of puppies, and I've taken one of them. They're lab cross collies, and there is one left over, bit of a fluffy big male dog, and he's looking for a home for it. So if he's interested, give us a shout.
Do we have his number?
I'll get it.
All right, hang on. and we'll get your information. But thank you for making that known to us. 416, and let's see what we have to do. Okay, news, local news in just a sec.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's MasterChef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having a month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale. Many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal. The Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The coronavirus is affecting Hyundai Motor Manufacturing, Alabama. Alabama News Network has confirmed that due to downtime in Korea from the coronavirus, local Hyundai workers will be working on Santa Fe this Saturday to supplement dealer inventory. They usually work Monday through Friday. And Governor Kay Ivey has proclaimed this week as Alabama Severe Weather Awareness Week. This leads up to the state sales tax holiday weekend on severe weather preparedness items happening this weekend, February 21st through the 23rd. This Wednesday, you're encouraged to conduct a personal tornado safety drill. An actual tornado warning will not sound, but schools, civic organizations, and businesses should still practice what they would do in the event of a tornado warning. And finally, today marks the 12-year anniversary of an EF3 tornado hitting Prattville. According to the National Weather Service, 50 people were injured and an estimated 200 homes and 40 businesses damaged or destroyed during that storm. Winds were estimated to have been around 155 miles per hour. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty active weather week ahead. In fact, showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and continue tomorrow and tomorrow night as a front approaches the area. The overnight low temperature tonight, 59. Tomorrow's high up to about 73. Then Wednesday will be a cooler day with the risk of some leftover showers. And then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. And boy, that'll be a cold rain, I think. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today is February 17th, My Way Day. My Way Day is inspired by the famous phrase, "It's my way or the highway." Wait, what's happening? Where's everyone going?
Yeah, we're all picking the highway.
But it's My Way Day.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Right now, we are busy on Congressman Dickinson Drive and 231 to Wetumpka. Seeing a lot of congestion at the River Bridge lights as well as Rifle Range and Jasmine Hill. Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway back to Ware's Ferry. We're seeing congestion there as well as the East-South Boulevard. And we have an accident, 2200 block of East-South Boulevard. That's going to be right near Baptist Medical Center. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but the interstate systems are moving along at the speed limit this afternoon. Well, the 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. The selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's your weekly meal planner if you're trying to lose weight. Sunday, pick up a crap load of groceries and prep meals for the week. Monday, think about cooking something you prepared, but cave and order Grubhub. Tuesday, feel guilty about wasting money on groceries and actually cook a meal you were going to eat on Monday. Wednesday, attempt to eat a healthy salad, but make mac and cheese instead. Thursday, working late, so drive through it is. Friday, pizza, wine, pizza, and more wine. Saturday and Sunday, bagels, cinnamon roll frappuccino, margaritas, chicken fingers, fries, and Oreos. Oh, and a reminder to stop making these stupid food lists.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is hilarious. Obama's out there taking credit for our current economic boom. Ain't it awful? He's full of crap.
Oh, cheats and liars.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
You gotta have something.
Biatch.
If you wanna be with me,
I kill you.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, sure, Dad.
You gotta have something.
Roy.
If you wanna be with me,
you stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Shut up, dummy.
Whoa, watch it, pervert.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
You're phenomenal.
This thing is nuts, man.
I'm not trying to be your highlight.
None of your business!
Cause that minus
yummy
is too low to see.
You are a fire, a thug, and a drunk.
Oh, a funny man.
That's a matter of what you're.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And I'm not stopping.
Good grief.
Believe you me.
You're nasty.
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty.
Yeah. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Get used to disappointment.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
I dropped my hot pocket.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Praise God.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Oh, my God.
I'm Gumby, baby.
Do it again. I like it.
Why is that?
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
You're so naughty.
Nothing from nothing.
I'm sick of it.
You gotta have
bad.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Where's the beef?
We'll call them the cherries on the sundae here. At 4:26.
It was good.
It was good.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Izzy? This is a radio show. We have to speak. We have to verbalize if we want to be heard.
Couldn't really hear anything, so good, I guess.
Oh. Oh, that's right. You don't have headphones on.
No.
Never mind. Sorry.
Rosie, you going to sit in the middle and let Izzy sit there? Oh, she got some headphones now. We're rocking and rolling.
Obama takes credit for economy. Why not? That son of a bitch would take credit for Monday if they would let him. What a...
Look at that picture.
But you know what? We're buying it. We are being trolled. When he makes a statement like that, Trump did say, by the way, we reversed every single thing that that man did when he took office, and that's why the economy is good. So, and most people know that. Only the dumb tats would even believe that. But it still pisses me off anyway. A little Trumpenfreud here. And a reason perhaps that maybe we should be encouraged that justice is at last coming. Now, look what's happened in the last few days. We've seen Avenatti. I played that. If you missed it last hour, it's unbelievable. The long list of butt-sucking liberal talk hosts, from Bill Maher to that little freak on CNN, Brian Stelter, whatever, all of them calling Avenatti, he's the answer, he's going to save us from Donald Trump. And now he's facing 40 years in jail, so I guess that one's out the window, huh?
I will never look at Seltzer again the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope others who have caught that description are on board with me. If you put a couple of eyes on it, what would be the difference? Jesse Smollett indicted. Isn't that interesting? Because Kim Fox, the person who first looked into that, even though there were 30 potential charges against Jesse, or Juicy as Dave Chappelle calls him, it was kind of like Hillary. Yeah, there were 5,000 violations of the National Security Act, but no reasonable person, in parentheses, who wanted to live, would consider prosecuting these offenses. So now Jesse Smollett could be facing some jail time. Michael Flynn's case under new management. There's a lot going on here. And the one that's sort of... getting the most buzz is that, you see, everybody was disappointed that Andrew McCabe kind of like was let off the hook, but he's not really. He was let off the hook for lying to his own department, for not being, without full candor.
Forthcoming.
Yeah. He lied. But they're not charging him for that. But he's not cleared by any stretch because he's one of the crew that went and took a politically paid document to a court that's supposed to help us root out terrorism and get a warrant to spy on somebody running for president. And it could be that this is the big thing that's on the advent of breaking. I hope so, because it's going to be very, very hard to feel good about this country's future if we have this two-tiered justice system that seems to exist. But I have to add one codicil. This is coming from Sarah Carter, who has told us many times, this is happening, that's happening, there's a big deal, and then nothing happens. So we'll see. But, hey, if you need something to hang on to for this Monday afternoon, there you go. Coming up next, Whoopi Goldberg. And why we're laughing at her.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie.
Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
Hmm. You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands. So don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison. Downtown.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I make a lousy sandwich. I just gave you the bread. Here's the beef.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still got that accident working 2200 block of East South Boulevard. That's going to be right near Baptist Medical Center. Should be in the cleanup stages there. Got a second accident now, 7600 block East Chase Parkway. That's going to be right in front of Full Moon Barbecue. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Taylor Road, very congested. Atlanta Highway seeing its fair share of traffic this afternoon. Boulevard has spotty congestion all the way around the city. I-65 and 80. Mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hello, Queen.
Would you guys like the scoop? We've talked enough politics. I just don't want to discuss Bloomberg or Avenatti or any of that for the moment anyway.
Yes, let's say hello to the Queen.
Because this is, look at how much this consumed. And now, according to the National Enquirer, Homesick Harry begs forgiveness. Heartbroken, Prince Harry. Well, we'll free, we should use sound effects if we're going to do that. Heartbroken, Prince Harry admits he made a huge mistake walking away from the royal family and has been secretly negotiating to end his exile behind the back of his demanding wife, Meghan.
Ooh, he should have grew up here in the first place and said, nah, they my mama. Staying here in the castle with the crowns and the jewels.
Are you listening, Harry? Because Seth Spotlow.
I'm just saying.
He's got it right.
Life tips, man.
In a frantic phone call to his brother William's wife, Kate. Kate, she's the level-headed outsider.
Right.
Harry has blamed Meghan for masterminding their move to Canada, whining that the split has been a total disaster for him and the Windsor clan. High-level palace sources said the 35-year-old prince is pleading with Kate to urge Queen Elizabeth and his father, Charles, or as we call him, Bonnie Prince Charles, to accept him back into the fold, promising he'll make his diva wife toe the line.
Right.
Harry's miserable and beside himself with sorrow, said a royal insider. He feels alone and cut off and is terrified of how he'll handle the future and, here's the key words, pay the bills.
I bet that's how Andrew feels, too.
Andrew's got bigger problems than getting the Queen Mum to pay his allowance. He's always been sheltered by his family and had others to guide his life. Now Meghan's cut the cord and he's scared stiff. He told Kate, I've made a terrible mistake. I'm sorry for the problems I've caused and how I've hurt William, my father, and the Queen. I'll do anything to make this right. This is a significant departure for the red-haired renegade who initially told the world he had no other option but to quit his role as a senior royal and move to North America, where actress Meghan is intent on pursuing superstardom. But Canada hasn't been the best bed of roses for the couple. Public polls show 73% of Canadians resent having to pay the huge security costs associated with Harry, Meghan, and their baby Archie settling in their homeland. The couple requires about 15 guards, some from Scotland Yard, some Canadian cops, and a Range Rover fleet that costs an estimated $3 million a year.
And Canada fleet. Has to pay for that?
But to make things even more difficult, sources said Meghan and Harry, who are currently staying in Vancouver, page turn, island, tweaked their neighbors' noses by having aides go around trying to get them to sign agreements that they wouldn't tattle about the couple's doings.
Ooh.
So I guess the that's such a cool shot of Air Force One going by Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
Those people must have been, the hair on their arms must have stood.
Man.
Only 800 feet overhead. That is an amazing thing to see. They must have a homeowners association in this place. You move into a neighborhood and everybody's supposed to,
yeah, you want to take over.
When Meghan and Harry split from England, they insisted they wanted to become independent financially and otherwise from the royal family, noted the insider. Meghan even indicated she wanted to return to acting and earn a living. She's supposedly doing a voiceover for a Disney documentary and is said to be in talks for a reality show and a Netflix series. God, Netflix has got money to hand out to every a-hole on the planet.
Yeah.
They really do.
It's so bad. I was in one of the movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of the ones coming out. It's crazy.
Which one?
It's called Devil All the Time. I was a deputy cop in like 1951, I think. It's when I cut my hair.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They're still acting like snooty royalty, which isn't going down well with down-to-earth Canadians. I'll tell you what. Canada, kind of like the United States. I mean, look at the East and West Coast. They have no idea what goes on in between those two places. In Canada, Eastern Canada and Western Canada are almost like two different countries. And Western Canada is very, very nice. People are down to earth, so I can see where they might not be exactly fawning all over these two.
Mm.
Holy cow, how did it get to be 4:40 already? Are we having fun yet?
No.
John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard, the place to get the paint that's going to yield the best possible result for interior. It's Richard's Paint. What did it say on the front of the building?
Different message now?
Yeah. God, it's got something to do with the word nothing. It'll come to me. But I always notice it. Because John Lee Paints, they have a beautiful sign out in front of their store. But the message board they always use to make you think. I'm here to make you think about choosing them the next time you need paint for a project, whether it's indoors or outdoors. Richards for indoors. And their newly announced line, John Lee's Solar Proof for outdoor painting. The science behind that solar proof is that it has a real low viscosity, which means air can't get in there. And sometimes what happens with exterior paints that are not of a super low viscosity, mold and stuff can grow. So with this paint, you put it on, it looks great. When it gets a little dirty, you just rinse it off. You don't have to repaint it, as mold would require you to do. That does not come off. So, and plus they have everything you need for a complete painting project, and they'll run down a checklist with you. And if you need a professional, ask them. They work with almost all the pros here in the River Region. Again, when you visit, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. That's John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi. I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Price. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to America's Car Mart in Montgomery and Prattville. Experience what it's like to be treated like family. It's our annual Pawed Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and America's Car Mart.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today marks the 12-year anniversary of an EF3 tornado hitting Prattville. According to the National Weather Service, 50 people were injured and an estimated 200 homes and 40 businesses damaged or destroyed during that storm. Winds were estimated to have been around 155 miles per hour. Plus, the coronavirus is affecting Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama. Alabama News Network has confirmed due to downtime in Korea from the coronavirus, local Hyundai workers will be working on Santa Fe's this Saturday to supplement dealer inventory. They usually work Monday through Friday. And Governor Kay Ivey has proclaimed this week as Alabama Severe Weather Awareness Week. This leads up to the state sales tax holiday weekend on severe weather preparedness items happening this weekend, February 21st through the 23rd. This Wednesday, you're encouraged to conduct a personal tornado safety drill. An actual tornado warning will not sound, but schools, civic organizations, and businesses should still practice what they would do in the event of a tornado warning. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty active weather week ahead. In fact, showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and continue tomorrow and tomorrow night as a front approaches the area. The overnight low temperature tonight, 59. Tomorrow's high up to about 73. Then Wednesday will be a cooler day with the risk of some leftover showers. And then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. And boy, that'll be a cold rain, I think. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
You know, I may have been premature in saying that these Democrats can't draw crowds. Colorado Bernie got 11,400.
Holy cow.
Demanding the question,
what are you people? On dope?
We know the answer to that.
Yes!
But there was a big fight that broke out at his rally. I guess that's what happens when the Bolsheviks get along. Let's see. Push through metal bear. This is hilarious. It wasn't clear what the two men were fighting about. One had a T-shirt on that read, Black Guns Matter. At a Bernie rally? Here's an old fart who's been in the Senate, I think, since Alexander Hamilton was Secretary of the Treasury. What's he done? And now all of a sudden, as he approaches death, he's going to fix everything. Because the 1%, it's all about the 1% of which he has won. But you see, that's the thing. He is, in fact, I think we'll talk to David Blackman tomorrow, but the word is that Bloomberg will probably nanny by his way into the nomination, and Bernie will walk away with a lot of dough, like he did last time. Paid off, didn't say much, you know, kind of like let fat ass have the nomination, only to lose. We have to stop the billionaires from buying elections. Meanwhile, and Biden, what? Oh, God, this poor man is, I shouldn't say poor man. He is in serious decline. Nah, I'm not talking about his polling numbers. He's
his
done.
His health.
He's done. His mental health. Mm-hmm. He is attacking people. He's poking fingers into people. He is not handling. He is sort of, in a way, reminding me of the way Hillary handled her defeat. Biden now knows there's no way in hell he's going to get the nomination. He's not a, he doesn't even know where he is half the time. But he's a real angry guy. And every day, almost every day, there's a story of Joe getting in somebody's face over something.
Saying something rude.
Yeah.
Pony dog face pony soldiers.
And worse. Even worse. I love watching political parties. I hate self-destruct. It's 4:49. We have Fox Business in a second.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
844-17.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. stock and bond markets were closed today for the President's Day holiday, and Apple warning that it would not meet its guidance for its March quarter because of constrained supply of its iPhones and lower Chinese demand due to the coronavirus. And France's train giant Alstom agreeing to buy the rail division of Canada's Bombardier for around $6.7 billion to create the world's number two train manufacturer and better take on Chinese leader CRRC Corporation. And General Motors will be scaling back operations in Australia, New Zealand, and Thailand, its latest move to reduce exposure in tough overseas markets while investing more in autonomous and electric vehicles. GM says it will be winding down sales, engineering, and design operations for its historic Holden brand in Australia and New Zealand in 2021, and it also plans to sell a factory in Thailand to China's Great Wall Motors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days of Kleenex and cold weather gear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. The time of snow and sleet and wind and cold is here. La, 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 la. As you start shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. And as you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler rig. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days when low-hanging clouds never clear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter.
I don't need to look at this kind of stuff. I really don't. A tweet liked by the Alabama News Network. This from CBS News. Joe Biden out pandering in a Las Vegas church. You know what he said today? Oh, this is an African-American church. Not a white church, but an African-American church, I guess. In North Vegas, saying that today's racists are wearing fine suits and they're living in the White House.
And they look just like him.
Well, I'd like to know, of course, this is the guy that took on Corn Pop.
You remember the thing about...
This is the guy that's been in the hood. He's got the... I mean, he was...
It touched my wet leg hair and it curls back
up. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, at least he knew where he was.
That time.
That's good. That's improvement, Joe. Stop with that. Just stop. The tide of capitalism has made life better for everybody. Isn't that the way it should be? It's when people are left behind, when only certain groups prosper in an economy. But what's going on right now, and by the way, they want to go back to, they want open borders. They want this country overrun with the bad guys. Trump is trying to get the criminals out, deported. And they're finally talking about withholding money from these sanctuary cities. The guy that murdered Kate Steinle, they couldn't convict him, and now he was arrested on some other charge and let him out because of mental illness. There's a guy in New York. This is what the Democrats want, because they want to reform criminal justice and bail laws, who just got out for the 134th time. He gets arrested. He knows they're not going to put bail on him, so he's back out. It'll take him 5 years to try him for all the things he's been charged with. This is what they want. God help us. And yet there's 11,400 brainless morons out there. Oh, I want Bernie. I'll make a prediction. You'll see a lot of smoke coming up from the city of Milwaukee this summer. You watch. A lot of smoke. This is 1968 all over again when they nominated a radical jerk. Or 72, I should say.
Who was it?
1972. McGovern. George McGovern, who was the Bernie Sanders of his day. And lost 49 states.
Wow.
And that's what they're going to do. They're going to put this old... They got to put somebody up there. They don't want Bernie, but if they find a way to screw Bernie... Bernie's supporters will not take that well. And that's why that convention is going to be crazy. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Milwaukee, whenever that is, July. Who knows? 457, it is a holiday for many, but there's still people out there bumping into each other. Let's get the latest from Skipper and then Fox at 5.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic had a minor accident earlier reported 7600 block of East Chase Parkway. That's going to be right in front of Full Moon Barbecue. Hopefully that one's out of the way, as well as an accident 2200 block East South Boulevard in front of Baptist Medical Center. Minor one there that should be out of the way, but use caution in those areas just in case. We've got a lot of congestion. Troy Highway at the East South Boulevard. A lot of congestion outbound on Norman Bridge 331. Taylor Road, Northeast Boulevard, 231, 31 to Prattville, I-65 and 85, still moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Use caution wherever you are. We're going to keep you updated. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas for Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and healthcare information in Central Alabama. You can visit